And John and Teresa Whittier are in our studios for another Rural Solutions Technology Update show. And good day.
Good day to you, Paul.
Good day. Yeah, how's your summer going?
Wonderful.
Fast.
I just interviewed somebody else just earlier today, and they said the same thing.
Oh, my. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. Well, everything was late, it seemed like, you know. Well, early, then late. And yeah. So here we are, end of July. It's like, what's going on here?
Yeah. But it'll be August next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Crazy.
Yeah.
All right. So, Teresa, what do we got for subject today?
Well, we're going to talk about websites today. I've been working on a website for someone, and just put it out there that I am building websites for people if you are needing a website or want to talk about that. But I bet you didn't know that. John, you go ahead.
Well, fun fact, Rural Solutions, actually, we began as a website development company.
That's how you began, Rural Solutions?
Yeah, back in the day.
So long ago.
I was a computer programmer. That's what I thought I was going to do. I went to school in Morris, and then started working for doing projects for University of Minnesota Extension out at the farm out there. Mm-hmm. And then I got hired by the USDA, and I worked there for 7 years as a programmer.
Oh.
But the cubicle.
Software stuff.
Yeah, you know? Designing software. And but me and some friends from the USDA, we just started building websites kind of on the side, and we started a company, and we came up with the name Rural Solutions, and there was three of us, and we started just building websites for companies, and we were going all around the state selling websites. That was
all around the state.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this was at the time when he would go to a business and say, "Yeah, I'm wondering if you'd like a website," and they're like, "What's a website?"
Yeah, it's a little ahead, a little early, but
and people would be like, "Ah, that World Wide Web thing is never gonna stick." He had so many people say that to him. Nobody's gonna use websites. That's a waste of money.
And, wow.
And they'd ask, how much was it? And I would say, well, I could build it for $100 and it'd be $15 a month and we'll host it on our server. And we had to get numbers when we were charging that little for it, but we wanted to start the business, you know?
Yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah.
And then, then after 7 years up there, then we came back here and, or actually I was living in on the farm by Madison, and I commuted to Morris for several years too, but then we decided to step out and add some other thing. But then I took a job at the high school and got into the networking side, because we did networking in college too, but
interesting.
Yeah, so that's kind of where it all started. We started as a website design company.
We were on the ground floor of a businesses building websites.
We were a little too early.
So how's it changed?
Oh my gosh.
Unbelievable.
So when John was first building websites, you know, he was a computer programmer, and you needed to be a computer programmer to build a website because it was code.
Yeah, it was I'd open up a text editor, you know, just Notepad, and I would write lines of code and then try it out and see if it worked.
Wow.
And got to the point where I could just sit down and type it all up and hit go.
It was
go
a whole language of its own.
HTML.
I took a course. John taught me some stuff, and I took a course so I could help him. And that was some years later. And that was when, if I wanted to like change the color on a page, I had to put in a number. I had to find the color and the corresponding 8-digit number and put that number in the code. You know, I was changing code to change websites. Now, boy, oh boy, you there's these website editors, and it's like
you can be very creative.
You can be very creative, and there's lots of help. There's help from AI. There's just a lot of help with these building programs. They make it a lot easier and a lot better looking. I mean, boy, the websites. Do you remember how boxy they used to be?
Yep.
Yeah.
Some you could only use them on like Mosaic or Google Chrome. You couldn't use it on Explorer or vice versa. You know, you had to program them separate for the different browsers that you would use.
Okay. So you guys are, Teresa, you're building websites.
I am. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
For businesses or groups or whatever.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. I charge more than $100. Just so you know.
I was going to go, I'll make one. So should let me ask a question. Should every business have a website? What do you think?
Well, let me ask you that question. If you are interested in something in a business, what's one of the first things you do?
I go out and look at their website.
Exactly.
To get a phone number or get information.
Right, yep. Right.
Where they're located, phone number, exactly what they do.
Yeah.
Examples
yeah.
of their work, maybe.
And I do that on my phone, by the way, most of the time.
Yep, mm-hmm. Yep. And that's I think why most, every business, you know, then I'll do that. I will go, like, when we're driving, I'll say, you know, restaurants near me. And I like to look at the restaurants. I like to look at their menus.
Yep.
And if they don't have a web page, I usually don't go there.
Don't give them their business, your business.
And mm-hmm. it's not because I think, oh, they don't have a web page. They're no good. But it's, I don't know enough about them
right.
to know if yep. I want to go there or not. And yep. and it's, we've just kind of become to the point that yep. we expect it.
You remember phone books?
Yeah, right.
I don't use a phone book anymore. We have phone books here at the radio station, but yep. never use it.
Yep.
I'm at my computer. I'll just Google the business that I'm looking for and get the phone number.
Pops the phone number. Yeah. Yep.
Get a contact name or whatever.
Yep. It's an amazing
What's thing. Important for a business to have on a website besides just general contact information?
It really depends on the type of business or the type of organization you have. Some only need to have information. That's all they need. I can't think of an example, but
I like a website that's simple. Doesn't yep. look. If I look at a website, there's so much on it. I don't know where to navigate. You know.
Well, and there's different think, things. John? If yeah, if I there's agree. A well, if there's like a news website, there is a lot of information.
Yep.
And that's a good thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and if you go to like a marketing site, there's a lot to look at on those pages because mm-hmm, there's mm-hmm. a lot of information. And if it was simple, it wouldn't suffice. But if you're looking at a business that does like one thing, that central simple page, and then with the different links to go to the areas that you want, you yeah. know, if you want to see what you can buy from them or the different services they provide, and then that will bring you to a different page or a different area mm-hmm. in the page so you can see.
Yeah. And e-commerce, that's something that's really changed. I remember the first big page I built, I worked with an electric company, and we had to interact with their computer system to show meter data, you know, if a customer wanted to see how much usage they had for the month and things like that. So that took hundreds of hours because there was a lot of security involved, you know, and all that. And now there's modules that helps you do that in a safe and secure way, isn't there?
Right. I don't have to create from scratch something that will yeah. do that. Mm-hmm. I can just add this plugin
right.
to the website, and it does it for me.
Yep. And it's secure.
And it's secure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When I go on a website and I see just so much, it, yeah. I'm out of there.
Less is more.
Yeah, less is more. Really, it's you got to keep it simple. That's my opinion anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keep it simple.
But mm-hmm. but you want to be able to see what they have pretty quickly and easily, not maybe from, you know, mm-hmm. when you first look at the page, but on those links. You yeah. know, you go up to the top of the page or to the side or whatever, and you see the links, and that makes it easy to find what you want.
How important is a business to keep your website up to date?
Very important.
That's yes. one of my pet peeves.
Yeah. yeah.
I go on a business website and they still have from January of 2022.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
Information or whatever.
Yep.
yep.
Keep
yep.
it up to date yep. almost daily.
It's a commitment for a business to have a website because it's like opening another storefront. It really is. Oh. That's, I mean, a lot of people, especially the younger generation, you know, they're very unlikely to first thing walk into a new business. I think mm-hmm. the younger people expect to know if they want to go there before they go there.
Yeah,
right.
And so you want it to be current and good.
So what's your website?
Well, it's ruralsolutions.com, of course, but I don't know, it just lists what services we have, and
it's simple.
It is.
And it's easy simple. To look at. That's yep. why I asked you. Yep.
Yeah, we don't sell things on our website or through our website.
No, that's a different
right.
different deal if you start selling stuff off your website.
Right. We're more of a service provider, and not that we can't sell you things, but most people who want to buy the things, they want to come talk to us about it. And so we're more of a storefront than a storefront on our webpage.
Right.
So
what's the most used website in the world, do you think? Amazon?
Yeah, very possible now. It's amazing how many.
Yep.
I went to the cities last week, and I swear the number of Amazon trucks on the road, semis, it's just more than Walmart trucks now, you know, and it's just crazy to think those are all delivering stuff to people. And
that they ordered off online on a website.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
All right. So if somebody's listening, it doesn't have to be a business. You could.
Organization.
Yep. Families have websites.
Families have websites. What?
Yeah, that's fun. Yeah, people can have websites. And
Oh, we have a Ramo Cup golf website now that I think about it.
Yeah, see?
My son. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's the history of our golf tournament we do every summer.
You could link to your blog. You know, there's a lot of different things you can do with just a personal website.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
But if you're interested in finding out more about what we could do for your company or your organization, come on down and see us. We're right across the street from United Prairie Bank on Main Street, Madison. Or give us a call at 320-698-4747.
Or send us an email, support@ruralsolutions.com.
And not only can you build from scratch, but if a business already has a website and they want to do something different.
Oh, absolutely.
You can do that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, updates are important.
Keep it fresh.
Keep it fresh.
Yeah, and we can host it for you and all that stuff.
Yep.
So email with it, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. All right, give John and Teresa a call. Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
Paul.
John and Teresa Whitty with our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show.